Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Pottawatomie County Public Works Director Peter Clark and Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhoven. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, phone lines are open. 785-537-1350. It is Tuesday. Like, I am tired. I don't even remember our own phone number. Wow. All right. Well, you had some other projects, Peter, you wanted to mention with a lot to do with roads and asphalt and some paving coming up.
Yeah, we have no lack of items to talk about in regards to projects that are going on in the county. We talked about being a growing county comes with that, a lot of construction. So we have some asphalt projects that we are going to be engaging in starting early this year. We have a contract that we awarded to Bettis Asphalt out of Topeka, Kansas, and we'll be working on a number of roads. One will be about 5 miles of Aiken Switch, which is a road on the in the eastern portion of the county from Highway 63, about 5 miles from there going to the west, which is about a little bit more than half of Aiken Switch Road altogether. We're also going to be doing some overlay on Onega Road from the city of Onega up to the county line going north. So that will be a good project, another about 4.5 miles there. And then we're also going to be doing an overlay on Blackjack Road. One of our callers mentioned Blackjack Road as it connects Highway 24 down into the city of St. George. That is a county road, and we're going to do an overlay on that. It's in need of some repair. It's only a chip seal road right now. It started out as a gravel road. The county crews a number of years ago put chip seal on top of the gravel. It's having some maintenance issues. Our guys have done some repairs to it, and then we're going to put an overlay on top of that.
And let me pause here just for a quick second. A lot of these terms, we hear them all the time and go into a lot of county commission meetings and stuff like that. For our listeners, when you say an overlay, when you say a chip seal, what exactly does that entail?
Well, an overlay project is when you have an existing asphalt road and you're going to top it with a little bit extra asphalt, so 1.5 inches or 2 inches of additional asphalt to add depth to the asphalt surface, give it a new surface, smoother to drive on, helps give it more strength to the road, and is a good practice so that you can have drivable and good roads for commerce.
Probably one of the more common road repairs, I would assume.
And it's something that you do on a fairly infrequent basis but it's on a regular period. You want to have those overlays done about once every 15 to 18 years. Now, in between those overlays, you do the crack sealing where you go in and put the tar down into the cracks, and you also do what's called chip sealing. And that's when you apply an oil surface on top of the asphalt and then spread chips, which are small rocks, about 3/8 of an inch in size, more or less, into that oil, and it sets down in there. And it makes the road look like it's a gravel road for a little bit as the rocks, you know, work their way down into the oil. But what that does is it protects the asphalt surface. Asphalt is, unfortunately, susceptible to being degraded by UV rays. So, you know, it's exposed to the sun and the weather all the time. And after a couple years, the asphalt will start to age. The oil in the asphalt will start to deteriorate, and it'll have some shrinkage and cracking on the surface. So if you put that chip seal on top, it gives a good wearing surface and protects the strength of the asphalt underneath. So that's something we want to do about every 5 to 6 years. So we usually do 2 crack sealing and chip sealing projects between every overlay.
You know, you're starting to give me an idea for like a new In Focus segment, Road Repair Science with Professor Peter Clark.
I don't know if you want to call me professor at all.
Kind of like the Bill Nye the Science Guy of road repair.
He's about ready to graduate, I think, with his... What are you working on right now again?
Oh, Master's in Public Administration. So it's...
Well, there you go.
That's a little more social science than hard science like what I'm doing in engineering. But I probably shouldn't say hard science when I refer to that. My professors will probably be mad at me, but...
Brady Bowman here with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhoven and Pottawatomie County Public Works Professor Peter Clark, or director officially, but Professor of Road Science. There we go. Professor of Road Science. That kind of has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, I'm merely repeating what has been taught to me through the years. So the people who've come up with those regimens for repairing and maintaining asphalt are the ones with the real knowledge there.
Fair enough. So again, you have a lot of these projects coming up with overlays with some chip seals. I think you're going through a few of them before I interrupted you with a little bit of glossary terms.
Yep.
So on road construction.
Yeah, we talked about Aiken Switch and Onega Road out there in the eastern and northern parts of the county, and Blackjack Road down by the city of St. George. We're also going to do a little bit of patching work inside the subdivision of Timber Creek 2. It's a small subdivision there in Blue Township. And also, the long-awaited paving of Vineyard Road is coming with our asphalt projects. I know that we did a lot of regrading of Vineyard Road, and it had it closed to the public for a long period of time last year.
And where's that at again?
That is just south of Highway 24, about halfway between the city of Wamego and the Blue Township area.
Oh, okay.
So the asphalt paving is coming. It will be sometime this summer, and we'll put down the asphalt surface. We're also going to have some curb and gutter in certain spots that we put down. So we just got authorization from the county commission to advertise that curb and gutter improvement project to have it done right before we do the paving of Vineyard Road.
And how long has that been in the process with Vineyard Road?
Oh, I hesitate to say, because I know if you talk to some of the people who live down there on Vineyard, they'd say that project's been in the works for 20-plus years. I know that when I first got to the county, that was one of the hottest topics from the people that I had heard was, when are we going to pave Vineyard Road? And it was justly asked for, because it is currently, as it's still a gravel road until we pave it this year, the highest volume gravel road we have in the county. It carries over 500 cars a day on a gravel road, which for a gravel road is not sustainable. The gravel, as was referred to by one of our callers, breaks down. The limestone breaks down very quickly when you have those higher volumes, and it turns to dust. And Vineyard was a very, very dusty road.
Well, what is your ideal traffic you want on a gravel road like that?
As few as possible. Honestly, because limestone does break down. You know, gravel roads are sustainable, and the volume is around 100 up to maybe 150. But you get into the 200 vehicles a day range, that's when you start to have some serious concerns with dust and with the amount of maintenance it takes to upkeep the road for compared to what it would be if you were to have it paved.
Now, you mentioned Blue Township a second ago in the opening segment. Dave had a question on the population of the Blue Township area. So, Professor, if you can enlighten us with those numbers.
Well, I know we're going to have a census done here not too long from now. That'll probably give us more specific numbers. I know that last figures I have, it's
about 3,500 to 4,000.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And that includes not just the urbanized area that we think of primarily as the Blue Township area, but also the entire township.
And I'm sure that's been we know it's been growing. Do you know what kind of rate of growth that's kind of been, or maybe what that population was, say, 10 years ago?
It's about 100 homes a year.
Oh, wow.
Is the addition we've been seeing. And just to kind of give an idea on what it costs for all our overlays, we're looking at spending $1 million is what our contract was with Bettis Asphalt for this summer's projects.
Just for the summer?
Just for the summer.
Wow. We do have another phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go ahead.
Thank you. Quick question. Is there a place on the website that we can go and see what projects are coming and what are in the long-term goals for maybe future asphalt mulching?
That is a great question. I know that we have a spot where we've lay out what projects have been bid recently, but I do not know if we have a listing of projects that are going to be coming up in the near future, like in the next 2 years or a year and a half. Mostly it's just a list of what's been done, what's been let to construction recently. So the idea of having a spot where we list some of those projects, I think, is a good idea.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's something that I think we've been needing to work on for quite some time. And one of my main goals has been communication with the public and just internally on how do we communicate and what does that look like. And so I think you bring up a very good point.
Thanks, caller. Thanks for that call. Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour here on In Focus and have more with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhoven and Pottawatomie County Public Works Director Peter Clark right here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.